Proclamation number 0929 of 25th of May, 1939. Awakening from spiritual sleep. Light. Spiritual sun. The day of awakening from spiritual sleep is not preceded by any signs, but a ray of light will suddenly fall into the darkness of the spirit. And anyone who has once entered the area of the ray of light will follow its exit, and henceforth it is light and clear around him and in him, for now the divine power, the spirit of love from eternity. Just as the light inevitably breaks through the darkness, the night of the spirit has now also become a victim of the dawning day with the glimmer of knowledge. Everything that was hitherto hidden in darkness comes to light and is exposed to every test and can now freely unfold and shape itself. And it would be completely impossible to leave the previous dark spiritual state without spiritual knowledge. Accordingly, all spirit must also be flooded with light from God and see a fettered state in the darkest dwelling of spiritual darkness. For it was given the ability to develop itself, yet the still worldly soul keeps it under its spell, and release from it is no sooner until a loving being musters all will to liberate the spirit from all fetters. It is able to do much through its love. It also feels oppressed itself when it has to stand apart where light and life beckons, and it lies in its power to change the dark night into brightest day. Thus it is of extraordinary importance that the human being first recognizes himself, that he is able to distinguish whether the state of the soul longs for light or feels more comfortable in perpetual darkness of spirit and is therefore not yet ready for enlightenment of spirit. It is indescribably difficult to let the spiritual sun shine for those who are completely blind in spirit. They will neither see nor hear, for they look upon their darkened state with pleasure, as it were, and believe themselves to be knowledgeable and far superior to the spiritually enlightened, and they don't believe they need the light of enlightenment. It is difficult to help them, and only a person who is constantly inadequately thought of can finally be seized by the desire for light if he recognizes his state of soul as the cause of an unsatisfied life and is now intent on obtaining enlightenment of spirit for himself, and thus consciously desires light. Amen.